next group to perform is the Tuesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School under the direction of Mr. Michael Kerr. They will be performing.
Oh boy. I think the correct thing to say is the last group to perform. But
they will be performing Blackbird, arranged by Tom Kubis, Blessed Relief by Frank Zappa, arranged by the Tuesday Big Band, and Latin Perspective by Oscar Hernandez, arranged by Michael J. Kerr.
Awesome. All right, Desert Vista Tuesday Big Band, Mr. Krill. My name is Matt Olson. I'm the director of jazz studies and professor of saxophone at a small school in South Carolina, Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. Looking forward to hearing you guys play. We got both tenor players on this one, so that popping sound you get, I think this is Jacob on those low notes. We call that slap tongue. You generate a slap tongue by having a little too much of your tongue on the reed, probably the tip of your tongue and more of your tongue. And what happens is you get a little suction between your tongue and the reed, and when you pull the tongue away, you get a slapping sound because there's a vacuum that pops. So you can correct that by working to play. To get the tip of your tongue off of the reed and just tongue. Yeah, nice job on that. So you're looking to tongue a little bit further back on your tongue, behind the tip, with the tip of your tongue pointing down at the bottom of your lower set of teeth. The gum line of the inside of your lower teeth, whatever. Point it down and not on the reed is what I'm trying to get at. So I like what you were doing there. Just we've got that little articulation thing going on there. Yeah. So on the guitar, if we're going to play quarter notes, chunk, 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 if that's what you want to go for there, give us a little bit more attack on those. Trumpets, even if it's a background, put some air through the horn. Blow. You have to engage your core abdominal muscles and push the air out of the horn. It's like you're saying, shh, you want those muscles to support your sound. Yeah, good job, Bradley. So sax is... The other thing we want to do is keep working on that tone of ours. Our sound is instrumental as wind players starts and ends with our air. So important to get that air moving. I could even hear you in the drums. I could hear a cross stick here. Pop, pop, but pop, you know, when we get to that big section of the chart. Yeah, every attack you guys make has to be initiated with great airstream. Our tongue simply serves as a lever to allow the air through. So, yeah, Jacob. Good job. Good job, Bradley. And guys, acknowledge the applause, nod your head at least. Smile at least. Look like you appreciate the applause. And on that Blackbird chart, don't be afraid to end some notes with your tongue. That's how we make notes short in jazz. We stop them with our tongue. Nice job on the Harman. Push that air through. You got to put a lot of air through when you're playing Harman. I like the use of space. It's good. Maybe the first soloist today has used some space. Most people play nonstop, so it's nice to hear some of that. Be careful that you check out these chords real carefully. What I like to do when I'm working on a tune where I'm not comfortable with the chords is go to the piano and sit down and try to play them on the piano, hold down the pedal, and play over it so I can figure out, you know, what notes are going to sound good. What are the notes of the chord? What are the notes of the scale? In the drums, you can play a little bit different ride pattern if you want. And just as soon as I start, you change it. Dang, 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 ga-dang, ga-dang, dang, 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 ga-dang, ga-dang, dang, dang. You can change up where you put the eighth notes a little bit. You can also experiment a little bit with that hi-hat. And where you click it. Tuck, 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 tuck. And remember, like, in when you play in three, you've also got, like, a duple feel that you can go, bam, That can be really interesting. And kind of mix it up that way. A lot of drummers will kind of tap into that duple feel, too. So one of our challenges here as a group on this solo section is how do we make this interesting to the audience, right? You guys are doing a nice job. You're playing a head chart. You play the melody of the tune, and then we play some solos, and now we're back to the melody. And I'm going to guess since it's an arrangement by the band, we transcribed this, and we figured some stuff out and worked out some harmony. You're doing a great job on this. It's fun to do that. Those solos need to take us somewhere, so we need to build some energy through them. They need to feel like we're going on a journey together. That's what the audience wants. They want to feel like, wow, where are we going? Where does this lead to? You know, we want to have some energy and drama and excitement in the solos. The rhythm section, you're going to have to help generate that, but soloists, it's your job to do so too. Alrighty, cool. Interesting tune. Like I said, you know, with a long tune like that, that's fairly repetitive in terms of what's happening on the undercurrent of the tune. Anything we can do to kind of generate some momentum, generate some energy, change throughout, you know, what we play. Otherwise, it's 5, 6, 7 minutes of the same thing. So, dynamics is the easiest way to kind of get into that. Among other things, we can change textures, we can experiment a little bit with some different things, but I think we have to try to do something there. Good job on that Barry line. Filling up the horn. It's a fun part. Probably be a little shorter on that. Boobie-doo, dut, dut, dut. You know, maybe it's that you're the last group of the day and I'm My ears are overloaded for the weekend, but I would like to hear you guys go for it a little bit more. Seems like we've got kind of this nice sort of buttoned up approach to the music. I think you're having fun. I like that. Put some air out and go for it. Drums. Kick us a little bit. You know? And sometimes we can get ourselves in trouble because we're afraid to make a mistake. Ah, hell, make a mistake. Make it a loud one, make it a good one. But go for it. So, Jacob, and probably Bradley, I didn't really pay attention, but when you stand up and play tenor, get that horn in the middle of your body. You don't have to play off to the side like you do when you sit. I often, when I play tenor in a big band, I got to kind of move my stuff around, but I want that horn centered so that my center of gravity is in the middle. Yeah. Yeah, Jacob. Jacob's going for it. That's what I like to hear. Put some energy into this. This music demands energy. It demands your investment in it. Have fun with it. Go for it. Take a ride. Take a journey. Come on, drums. Let's go. Nice job, Jacob. And again, I hate to beat up on the drummer because you're doing a good job, but you control the dynamics of the group. So you've got to make that happen. Horns, when you play these lines, be da, boo boo doo be da, doo da. Can you give me more shape? Can you accent upper notes? Turn them into lines. Even if you got like the harmony part. Da, da. All righty. So, we're off to a good start here. I wrote down on the sheet that you guys play very politely. It's true. It's very careful. Take some chances, go for it. Be aggressive, be assertive. That's what this music asks for. Other things to work on? Listen to great players on your instrument for inspiration. Imitate what you hear. As improvisers, work on developing some understanding of the chord progressions of the tunes you're playing on. You know, I like to say that improvisation is learning one tune at a time. And it really kind of is. So start learning some songs on your own. You can use any of the Jamie Abersold play-alongs. I like to start with Volume 54, Maiden Voyage, to try to get a start on your building your repertoire. I've said some things to the other groups from Desert Vista. So I won't repeat a lot of that because a lot of that, you know, is applicable here. Our articulation concepts and chord exercise that I like to use and all that stuff. So feel free to access those handouts and use them with these students too. I like the spirit of what you're doing. Kids, I want you to like really put some energy into it. It just doesn't have a lot of energy yet, and that comes from within. So work on that concept. But a nice performance today. It's nice to hear you guys keep working hard and challenge yourselves, push yourselves, and get your playing to that next place. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the festival.